Inland Fisheries Ireland is investigating a significant fish kill in Cork this week. Early indications suggest at least 1,500 fish have died in the Ballybrack stream. Sean Long is the Southwestern Director with Inland Fisheries Ireland. What happened, Sean?
Hi, good morning, Jackie. Well, it appears that there was a chemical released into the Ballybrack stream sometime on Wednesday evening, and basically wiped out about a kilometre and a half of the fish life down to the estuary there. So about 1,500 brown trout and a number of European eel were estimated to be killed.
A household chemical?
We think so, yeah. Probably a couple of litres, not a huge amount. The area itself, we've kind of traced it back to the back of a residential area. It's quite close to the Douglas shopping centre there at South Ring Road. So we think someone might have just emptied a canister, a container, or flushed something down into the surface water drain, which obviously made its way into the watercourse.
Would that have any threat to humans?
No, I wouldn't think so. It would have flushed through very quickly. Obviously, it's not good that it gets into the water at all, but I wouldn't have thought so, no.
And how long will it take the water to come back to health?
Well, that stretch of river, it's a heavily culverted river. It flows under Douglas Village, so there aren't that many open stretches where there's good spawning habitat, but it should regenerate after a number of years. I'd say 2 to 3 years, really. Yeah.
Now, this isn't new. We spoke to you in June when 5,000 fish died in Cork. What's going on? Do you know what caused that one?
That's right. Yeah, that was the River Allow. That was the Fremount water treatment plant. We had a prosecution case with Irish Water on that one. That was a discharge of polyaluminium chloride into the River Allow there, which damaged 7 or 8 kilometres of that river, and estimates between 5,000 and 10,000 mortalities in that one. So, you know, these are all, I suppose, avoidable incidents. You know, they have a huge impact on the habitat and on the ecology of the river. And they can be avoided, you know.
Sean Long with Inland Fisheries Ireland. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 2 minutes to 9. Back in a moment.